And it's time now for another installment of our series, Watch This, when we ask Hollywood insiders for TV and movie recommendations. And this morning we'll meet the married couple behind the television drama The Good Wife. It's about a political spouse who must forge her own path after her husband is disgraced by corruption and scandal. Wherever did they come up with that idea? Robert and Michelle King created the show and are the executive producers known in Hollywood speak as showrunners. You guys have sent a very serious and somber list of movies here.
Yeah, we don't really watch too much tragic Ibsen drama. I mean, everything has to have a bit of bitter humor in it.
Well, let's get into this list of movies and TV series that you've got here. First, you've got Breaking Bad. What is that?
Now, if no one knows what that is, they have to tune in.
It's a terrific series about a high school chemistry teacher who discovers he has cancer and realizes the only way he has to support his family is by becoming a meth cooker.
And this is an amazing show created by Vince Gilligan, who came off The X-Files. And it is very absolute in its decline of its hero from someone who's morally upstanding enough to someone who makes more and more compromises morally in his life.
You may know a lot about chemistry, man, but you don't know jack about slinging dope.
Well, I tell you, I know a lack of motivation when I see it. Just think outside the box here. We have to move our product in bulk, wholesale. Now, how do we do that?
What do you mean, to like a distributor?
Yes. Yes, that's what we need. We need a distributor. Now, do you know anyone like that?
Yeah, I mean, I used to, until you killed him.
There's such a very dark sense of humor that keeps you laughing as things get more and more depressed and violent.
But he's a business person. He's not an addict. He doesn't use.
No. It's actually very similar to what a showrunner does. Sometimes you feel like you're getting other people addicted.
Let's talk about that a little more. How is being a showrunner day by day like cooking methamphetamine to sell?
Well, it's very long hours, very late nights.
Sometimes the product blows up in your face.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of money involved. I think the metaphor is starting to fall apart.
I was just thinking it's getting richer and richer as we go here. Now, you've also sent In the Loop. This is a movie which had me laughing uproariously, a satire, basically, of a war somewhat like the Iraq War.
You're exactly right. It's about the run-up to an Iraq-like war. They never mention what the war will be.
Yeah.
And just so we all know, there's nothing dry in that. It's not even as dry as you might think Dr. Strangelove is. It is comedy all on top.
Yeah, I mean, it's a movie that really is all about the dialogue and the characterization as opposed to the plotting, which, I mean, if you had to summarize it, there's not that much to summarize. It's a bunch of British politicians that come to Washington.
So is war unforeseeable, Minister?
Look, all sorts of things that are actually very likely are also unforeseeable. For the plane in the fog, the mountain is unforeseeable, but then it is suddenly very real and inevitable.
Right.
Is this your opinion, or is this the government position?
The mountain in the metaphor is a completely hypothetical mountain that could represent anything.
It is just constant wall of one-liners that really doesn't let you up from laughing.
You have also sent us a movie called Team America. One of the names associated with this movie, Trey Parker of South Park, which gives us an idea that this might be a little raucous.
Yes, it's very much from the South Park guys. And this was a movie that I don't think was well received when it came out because it was not as funny as the South Park movie. But it takes the obsession with weapons of mass destruction and kind of makes it, just turns it into a Bruckheimer-type action movie, but all with puppets. It was very dangerous at the time, and it satirizes a lot of celebrities. So I think it was thought of as being hate-filled. I remember reading a Variety essay about it, just saying that it was one of the most disgusting things they'd ever seen. And there was just something about the willingness to slap the face of liberal causes and conservative and satirize kind of basically everybody and not seeming to have one political axe to grind.
You lose.
He's getting away with the WMD. I got him.
So when you read in Variety that this was a hate-filled, nasty movie, did you both say, oh, we've got to see that?
Actually, I think knowing that the South Park guys made it had us wanting to go see it immediately.
Well, here's another famous name, David Lynch. Twin Peaks. You have specified an episode in the TV series Twin Peaks. Zen or the Skill to Catch a Killer. What's this about?
Well, first of all, Twin Peaks is David Lynch, kind of his personal coloring box of all his little obsessions, but played out through a whodunit. And this episode probably is most famous for the dream at the end with a midget dancing and or a dwarf dancing. But what's very funny is in the middle of it, there's an attempt to figure out who killed this woman who's dead at the beginning of the show, Laura Palmer, by throwing rocks at a bottle with a new Zen technology that Special Agent Cooper has, which you name each of the suspects and then you throw a rock, and if it breaks the bottle, that's the suspect you pursue. What it served is a very smart function within the plot, which was to remind the audience of all the suspects.
Yeah, I mean, it was a brilliant recap, the sort of thing that would have been so boring but necessary, and yet you're unaware of the fact that you're being spoon-fed exposition and reminders and are just amused by the comedy of him throwing a rock at a bottle.
Oh, Sheriff, I almost forgot. When you say the name, also briefly state that person's relationship to Laura Palmer. Ready?
Ready.
Dr. Lawrence Jacoby, Laura's psychiatrist.
Dr. Lawrence Jacoby.
You did it! You hit it!
You know, David Simon was on this program not too long ago talking about his series Tremé and used a phrase that has stuck in my head, soul-killing exposition. He hates to just explain in a pedantic way what's going on in the series or whatever, and you're basically saying these people found a more creative way to do that.
That's exactly right.
Oh, that's great. We're going to hold on to that.
Well, Michelle and Robert King, thanks for sharing your suggestions with us.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for being interested.
Oh, and let's do a little exposition here. Robert and Michelle King are the executive producers of The Good Wife on CBS. All of their movie and TV picks are at npr.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer.